It is time for us to check sports, and that means somewhere on my computer I have to bring up my sports news. Oh, goodness gracious. Here we go. Hey, remember the XFL? XFL 1, XFL 2. Well, June Jones is talking about another relaunch of the XFL, saying the league is preferable for U.S. players over the CFL. And The Rock is even behind this. You know, The Rock? Yeah, he's even behind this. We'll see what happens with the XFL if it's back again. How about this? Years and years and years and years and years and years and years later, Miracle on Ice statue is planned to honor the 1980 Lake Placid Olympic champions. It's a long time coming. That game took place in 1980, February 22nd. And that was one of the games that if you were where you were, it was on tape delay. Bulletins, I was working at WGHQ at the time, bulletins came across the AP and the UPI machines, Reuters, that the U.S. had upset Canada. And the TV viewing audience that night was simply unbelievable when they rebroadcast it. Just about everybody I know was watching it in one form or another. Absolutely amazing. Now, I can remember it like it was yesterday. Just amazing. All right, let's get back to real-time sports here. In the National Hockey League last night, I'm taking a look at the different scores. See if any of our locals played, and they didn't. But today, the Devils take on the Islanders at 7 o'clock. The Rangers take on the Bruins at 7 p.m. No local action tomorrow, but on Saturday, the Rangers once again take on the Bruins. Just the way the schedules are put together are crazy nowadays. The Islanders once again take on the Devils. I mean, this is nuts. Well, anyways, it is what it is. Taking a look at Major League Baseball, games that were played in the Grapefruit League yesterday. Nationals over the Cardinals 3-2. The Blue Jays over the Orioles, the Orioles over the Blue Jays 4-3. The Twins beat the Rays 6-2. Phillies beat the Tigers 6-4. The Red Sox over the Braves 5-3. The Angels over the Indians 4-2. The Royals whacked the Reds 9-3. Giants beat the Cubs 7-6. Athletics beat the Brewers 9-1. Rockies beat the Padres 7-5. The Rangers, in a football score, defeated the Mariners 17-5. Marlins over the Astros. They actually had a tie game 4-4. The Yankees beat the Pirates 6-5. And the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks by a score of 3-2. And in the Yankee game, good news, Stanton and Torres, Gleyber Torres went back-to-back in the bottom of the third inning. The Yankees led that game 5-0, ended up winning 6-5. It was a 425-foot blast from Stanton, 115 miles an hour off the bat. Wow. And here's a really wild story. Mets are practicing World Series celebration. The Mets are practicing their World Series celebrations. The Mets completed defensive drills and pretend like they won Game 7 of the World Series. There's a video up of it. That's pretty good. He said, the manager of the Mets said, once we finished with the drills with the pitchers, the infielders, and the outfielders, they stayed on the field for a live fungo drill, which is a coach tossing the ball to another and then taking hacks it with the bat. We had a lefty hitter and righty hitter, and the righty hitter was their lefty hitter. Anyways, they put him into some live situations. After they finished, they went into a World Series celebration practice. God bless them. It's here for the New York Mets. Hey, why not? It's spring training. At this point, every team feels like they have the ticket to the World Series. Except for AM. You see AM? AM is this morning in the studio. Let me swing my mic away. If you're watching on Facebook Live, there is AM right back there. He normally doesn't come into the studio until around 9 o'clock, but this morning, here he is. And FM is the one that is sleeping in the news booth. All right, 6:44 as we wrap up our sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.